This is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jack wagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans, Angel, and by the good sir, with a finely coiffed dome, Nathaniel Lundy.
What's happening with my hair right now? What's happening with my hair?
It looks great, and I'm extremely jealous and very envious, to say the least. So let's go ahead and let your hair flow and blow in the breeze, because we're hopping aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus. Here is a requirement. Plus 100 odds or greater. That's it. Could be looking at the action on the early taping of the Fade 5 Podcast this week on a hope day. Or you could be looking ahead to the action in the NFL, the main slate, the upcoming weekend. All kinds to pick from. So, Lundy, step up to the plate, take a couple of hacks, and send one out of the park at plus money. What do you like?
Well, I'll tell you what, since we're doing this on a Wednesday and giving folks a little extra time to prepare for Thursday night up in Detroit, how about I go ahead and look at some Wednesday night hockey for us? I got a two-legger here that we're going to play the puck line. Frankly, I think there's a good chance that both of these teams actually win straight up, but I am going to take them on the puck line, the plus 1.5. Let's start off with Anaheim. They are taking on Utah. Just beat them at home in overtime a couple of weeks ago, did that 3-2. So I'm going to go ahead and take them plus the 1.5, just in case this one goes to overtime again. Anaheim, first place in the Pacific Division right now, won 4 out of their last 6 at home. This team is playing really, really well right now on the skates of Leo Carlson, Troy Terry and company. So really like Anaheim in this one, but I'll go ahead and take them on the puck line, because if I pair that up with the San Jose Sharks, yes, no longer the Minnows. They are actually a little better. They have grown up a bit and have actually become a halfway decent team. Macklin Celebrini, of course, the young phenom that's there for San Jose, continues to be fantastic to watch. So you look at him, they're taking on the Washington Capitals. Now, why do I like San Jose plus 1.5? Because the Caps just played last night. They got a victory over the LA Kings. They did it 3-1, but they did it with Logan Thompson between the pipes. And that means they are going to go to their backup tonight in Charlie Lindgren, who gives up 1.2 more goals on average per game than his counterpart Logan Thompson does. So I think San Jose can get on the board. Maybe Washington manages to get back-to-back wins in California, but at the very least, I think the Sharks can keep this close. So if you put both of those together, Anaheim plus 1.5, San Jose plus 1.5, you get that at plus 107 over at DraftKings.
All right, I'm going to look ahead to the main slate of NFL Week 14 games. And this dude is a big Manung guy. Yeah, dad jokes aside, let me some pride of Piscataway. And Kyle Manung guy, anytime touchdown. You see that market there at plus 200. Should I take my shirt off? I think it's only appropriate if I go down that road, because Ben Johnson's doing it. But I am not finely carved as he is. I'm more tequila carved, to say the least. But I love me some Kamenung guy this week. I think the touchdown streak, which is extended to 4 games, is going to make it 5 straight that he's going to cross the chalk this time against the arch rival Green Bay Packers. You look at Manung guy on number 17 in total red zone touches among all NFL running backs, 30 in total with 6 coming at the goal line. He's getting appreciable yards after contact. 60.2% of his yards accumulated have come after initial contact. He's averaging a ridiculous 5.4 yards per touch. Look at the Packers. They're good, but not invincible in the trenches. Yes, they are number 6 in rush EPA defense. Yes, they've only given up 7 running back touchdowns in totality this year. But Manung guy is possessed and a guy that just drags dudes and typically into the end zone. So give me him anytime touchdown at plus 200 against the Green Bay Packers. The old one I love, we have to take some action on a tight end against the Cincinnati Bengals. It is automatic. And I'm hoping that Dalton Kincaid is going to be back in uniform, trending in the right direction, according to the coaching staff, based on practice reports so far this week. Has been dealing with that nettlesome hamstring injury. Assuming that he does suit up against Cincinnati, I think he's going to score a touchdown as well at plus 225. Yeah, roll the shoulders and get seduced by that juice. You look at Cincinnati, giving up 7.2 receptions, over 93 yards per game, and 13 total touchdowns and a dozen contests just to tight ends. Again, just to tight ends. A gift that keeps on giving there. Clark, they're also number 31 in drop back EPA defense. Kincaid has scored in 4 of 8 games. I know he might have some accumulated rust and dust, but a guy with an appreciable 16.7% red zone target share. I think he spikes one home. Love that value there at plus 225. All right, with those bets on the board, it's time to get after it with another hashtag Tequila Thursday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown today. Mandatory Montgomery! Jackals, of course, I got to get a wager on my guy. And I'm going to go in the receiving yards market of all things. A pretty low number. If you compare it to some of the other books that are out there, it's like 2 to 3 yards higher, except at BetMGM, which has the best price at tape time of the board on 11.5. So I love that at a minus 115 there, again, at BetMGM. Montgomery's only running 9.3 routes per game, Lundy. That's 27.5% of the snaps played. However, he's catching 83.83% of his intended looks, if I get that off my tongue. 12.6 receiving yards per game. He is average, and Lundy has disappeared, turning on some lights to illuminate his fine locks a little bit more. If you're following the video version of the podcast, he's gone.
The lights are on a damn motion sensor, and I was holding too still. I need to be more flamboyant.
Yeah, I used to have that problem back when we were taping shows at the United Center a few years ago. So I understand your plight. It is not going to be a plight for Montgomery the past game. I like the over, again, on the 11.5. He's done this in 4 of his last 7. And look at them boys. They've given up 15 running back performances through the air, 11.5 yards over that. So at least a dozen, giving up 5.2 receptions and 44.7 receiving yards per game just to the running back position. So numero cinco on the Thursday night football edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Mandatory Montgomery. Again, your Jackals on the over. 11.5 receiving yards, minus 115 at BetMGM. Lundy, beautifully lit now, Lundy. What do you say here? Fade or follow?
I'm always lit. Oh, you mean the root? I'm sorry. I thought you meant the other.
It is the season. Pour another. Hey.
Hashtag Tequila Thursday. At least we're going to wind up with a decent game, hopefully, knock on wood. We'll see if that actually plays out. Man, I'll follow on this one, although I'm going to do it a little bit reluctantly. I don't know why. I just get the feeling this guy finishes near this number. I think you're going to be sweating this one. I'll follow, but I'm going to do it somewhat hesitantly, kind of just dipping my toe in the water.
Just put the whole damn foot in, Lundy, and have some huevos.
Number 4.
Numero Quattro here, the Thursday Night Football edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's work it at SGP, and that's going to be the theme here. The next 3 selections I'm going to feature here on the show, because this total's like, what, 54.5? Could be a bonanza of betting goodness, to say the least. So on the first SGP, Tom Kennedy. He sounds like a politician from Louisiana or something. No. He's a pass catcher for Detroit. I'm going to take him 3+ receptions. Give me George Pickens, 20+ yards on the longest catch for him. And you put those hands together, it's plus 102 at the score, formerly known as ESPN Bet. Who the hell is Tom Kennedy? Well, with Sam Laporta out, he was more or less the new tight end du jour, though he is technically a wide receiver. Not the biggest of guys, but running a lot of the same routes Laporta did in the short to intermediate field and between the hash marks. I played 66.7% of the team snaps last week against the Packers, ran 22 routes. That was 73.3% of his snaps played. Had 4 targets, caught all 4 for 36 yards. All I need is 3 catches from him. And I think he can do that against the Dallas defense. Again, that secondary, number 28 in dropback EPAD. They've allowed the 9th most wide receiver receptions this season. 26 WRs have caught at least 3 balls against him. Tom Kennedy will add his name to the list. Meanwhile, with George Pickens, 20+ yards on his longest catch. The standard number, I think, is like 26.5, 27.5. You look at Pickens, he's number 5. in total air yards this season, Lundy. He's got 19 deep ball targets in total. That's sixth most in the NFL. He's number five in yards per route run. He's averaging 15.6 yards per catch. And you look at Detroit, they've given up 42 pass plays of 20 or more yards, the seventh most in the NFL. And on top of that, I'll get a little bit of DJ Reed, who's giving up a 61.5% catch rate. You know, Pickens is going to be targeted probably at least two or three times, well outside the numbers and well down the field. I think he's going to haul in one of those with those acrobatic Cirque du Soleil moves that he possesses. So numero cuatro here with the Fade 5 Countdown, SGP, Tom Kennedy. Yeah, he's a real NFL wide receiver slash tight end. Three-plus catches. George Pickens, 20-plus yards on the longest catch, plus 102 at the score. Lundy, pay to follow.
First, I got to get used to saying the score. We're going to have to work on that one. That one's going to take me a little while to get used to. Secondly, Brad, you know as well as I do that if Tom Kennedy is a politician, he's from Massachusetts. He's not from somewhere in the South. We know that as a fact.
They do exist in the South, the Kennedys.
I know, but not very many of them. They basically, they occupy like about a third of Massachusetts, I think. I mean, I may be off slightly, but it's something along those lines. I'll tell you what, I love this George Pickens 20-plus longest reception. That leg, I love. I'm not overly comfortable rolling the dice on Tom Kennedy jumping in here with the different injuries and things that Detroit is playing with. So I'll tell you this, I'm going to fade this one, but it's because I really like one of the legs, not as much of a fan of the Kennedy one. I would rather take that Pickens ones, pair it up with something else, maybe two somethings, put those together and leave Kennedy off to the side. Go ahead and vote him off this SGP.
Yeah, whether he's from Louisiana or Massachusetts, yeah, I'm casting a ballot for Tom Kennedy.
Number three.
All right, Numero Tres here on the V5 Countdown. Again, the theme is going to be same game parlays, and I'm building a simple little two-legger, and there's not any kind of correlation here, and that's why we're kind of tricking the book to spike the juice in the process. And again, this one built at the score, formerly known as ESPN Bet. I'm going to drill that in Lundy's head by the end of the show. Leg numero uno, Jahmyr Gibbs, anytime touchdown. Give me dim Cowboys on the alt spread plus 7.5. If you want to get even sexier with the juice, I think Dallas is going to take this game straight up, quite honestly. They're in the Motor City. They're riding quite the high and it's starting to improve a little bit defensively, particularly in the trenches. But still, Gibbs can beat you in a variety of ways. Why do I like this two-legger? Well, let's start with Jahmyr Gibbs to cross the chalk, which he has done 13 times this season, seeing 60.5% of the opportunity share. He's number four among all NFL running backs and red zone touches with 47. He's averaging a stupid 6.3 yards per touch. He's top 10 in yak per attempt. He's top five in missed tackles forced. And you look at Dallas. Yeah, okay. They got Quentin Williams there. They're starting to make some strides defensively in the trenches, but they are still number 29 in EPA per play defense. Though for some sick demented reason, I believe Dallas it's definitely going to hang tough and may win this game outright. So, again, numero tres here at the Fade 5 Countdown. Same gamer, Jahmyr Gibbs, anytime touchdown. Dallas, plus 7.5, plus 110 at the score. Lundy, better follow.
Now, this is an SGP I can vote for. I will get behind. Right. I will get behind this one. I think Jahmyr Gibbs can splash six. I like the plus 110. And I agree with you on Dallas. Same idea here with Dallas plus 7.5. I have kind of a funky SGP I'm going to throw out to everybody during bonus time that follows this same idea in terms of how I think this game is going to play out. So I'll share that one with you when we get into bonus time. But like this one, good plus odds over at the score.
Yeah, if you want to get funky even more, go to my sweet smelling site, thegamingjuice.com. Yeah, jackals. Again, it's absolutely free. All of my fantasy football rankings live there. They are live. Quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end ahead of the NFL Week 14 slate. I'll be tinkering with those throughout the week. So be patient if you don't see a certain guy there. I'm waiting on practice reports to assure that their status is good to go, buddy. On top of that as well, my fantasy flames already live for the week. I've condensed it into one piece the rest of the season, featuring an understarted quarterback, a running back, and wide receiver who made this week's list. You got to check it out on the site. Also, check out Lundy's free and always transparent and public spreadsheet. If you like dropping the puck and making some bucks in NHL, that is his specialty. I love me some college basketball. Had a really good night last night, Lundy. So hopefully we're going to stay hot and continue to ride that heater in hoops. All of my picks every single day populate on my always free, always transparent and public spreadsheet at thegamingjuice.com. My guys, Matt Fortuna, Ben Wittenstein, Nate Jacobson, they're going to be cranking out the college football championship edition of the forecast this week. That's going to populate and go live likely early on Thursday if you are into college football. And I can't wait for the Big Ten title game to see what Indiana is made of against the Ohio State. They're going to have thoughts on that, along with the ACC, the Big 12, the SEC, and the smaller conference title games. And again, we don't charge you a dime. You can even ask me a question. Click Ask Brad, fire away, and I will get to it at my leisure, at my convenience. You get it all on my free site, thegamingjuice.com. Click, converse, and cash, dot, 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 maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos, and the same game parlay party keeps on rolling. I got another SGP, and here it is. I like numero uno. Give me Jared Goff. Hopefully, it won't be Goff-ful. 230-plus pass yards. And give me the Dak attack. He won't be whack, as in Dak Prescott. Oh, I got so many bars and rhymes. Two-plus passing touchdowns. We're going to stop right there. Simple plus 110 on that build. Not at the score, but at DraftKings Sportsbook. Lundy, why do I like this one? Well, Goff has thrown for 230-plus in six straight games. He's on the fast track at home. Dallas still overly susceptible, vulnerable, leaky on the back end defensively. And again, the total is sky high. It's astronomical at 54.5. Points shall be plentiful. Yards will be tallied and accumulated. And if I believe Goff is going to be playing from behind this game, and I do feel that will be the case, he'll throw for at least 230. And the Dak is going to absolutely blitz and bombard Detroit. Terry Arnold is out. He's on IR with a shoulder injury, placed on IR a couple of days ago. And, you know, other key pieces are going to be probably missing in that secondary, including my guy, the former ILL standout, hard-hitting safety in Kirby Joseph. So the Lions are walking wounded. They have the third worst dropback EPA defense ranking since week 10. So Dak, who has thrown for at least a pair of touchdowns in seven of his last nine games, who's number nine in red zone completion percentage, who has a CeeDee Lamb, who has some other dude named George Pickens. Oh, yeah. Who else has he got? Jake Ferguson, who's catching touchdowns early and often. So many weapons to choose from. And again, with the mid-50s total at every sportsbook imaginable, I think Dak will find the end zone with his arm at least twice. So, numero dos here on the Thursday football edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. SGP, Jared Goff, 230-plus pass yards. Dak Prescott, 2-plus passing touchdowns, plus 110. Little babies. It is better Tuesday and Lundy at DraftKings Sportsbook. Good, sir. Fade or follow.
Let's roll with Dak to be able to get the touchdowns. Love this on Jared Goff. This exact same leg, plus 230, is part of another SGP. Look at me with all the teasing. Look at all the teasing. Does everybody see all the teasing? There's a lot of teasing going on today.
Lundy, you got great hair. Do me a favor. Be like Ben Johnson. Take your damn shirt off.
Number one.
Numero uno on the Thursday Night Football edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's take a shot at Jameson, shall we? This is season. I read this article today. I don't know if you saw it, Lundy, on Yahoo. The AP featured a story on a drunk raccoon that rampaged through a liquor store in Virginia. Got absolutely hammered, smashed, and this is true. There's a picture to back it up. It's featured in the article. He passed out next to the toilet in the bathroom. A raccoon! Oh, just outstanding. He's one of us! One of us! We've all been there at some point in our lives. So kudos to the raccoon. for absolutely throwing down after hours in a random liquor store in Virginia. Hey, you know, tis the season. Have a holly jolly one, folks, including the wildlife that are out there getting smashed on a nightly basis. Guys, got a smash in the box score is Jameson Williams. I took the over at open on this receiving yards prop. It opened at 77.5 at BetMGM, and it's already skyrocketing up to 81.5. I would not be surprised if it's like 84.5, 85.5 come kickoff on Thursday. So you might want to grab this while you can, because I'm on raw, St. Brown. Highly, highly questionable with that garden variety ankle sprain. We'll see if he can go. Even if he can go, he may be really limited in some of those short intermediate field routes, which will open up Jameson Williams down the field with his elite 4.39 40-yard speed. So I grabbed the over on the 81.5 receiving yards at a minus 115 there at BetMGM. Again, the Cowboys number 28 in dropback EPA defense. Eight, the Ocho wide receivers have gone over this total against them this season. The boys have given up the fourth most wide receiver yards this year as well. And he is going to get a whole lot of Revelle, who is a rookie corner, third rounder out of East Carolina in this defensive backfield. So, you know, this could be an absolute dynamite matchup for JMO as a result. Revelle has given up a 71.4% catch rate on just 89 coverage snaps played. And look at Jameson Williams, white hot, 83.4 yards per game with four touchdowns the last five. He's got a 130.3 quarterback rating on the season when targeted. And he is numero uno this year in yak per reception as tracked to PFF at 8.8. And again, with Amon-Ra doubtful, I'll be surprised if he plays, and if he does play, I doubt it's going to be meaningful snaps. So put all together, numero uno on the Thursday Night Football edition of the Fade 5 Countdown, Jameson Williams over 81.5 receiving yards at a minus 115 at BetMGM. Landy, better follow.
Sorry, I've been looking at the pictures of the raccoon.
It's outstanding, isn't it? I was laughing hysterically.
Spectacular.
He's unreal. Full.
He's
red eagle on the floor.
I can't. Sure, I'll follow on Jameson. I can't even take it with this. This is hysterical. Oh my god, dude. This is so hilarious. It's gotten so bad that even the animals are getting drunk. Oh my god. This is
pour priceless. Yourself a cup of cheer and tail both of us on Jameson Williams, right?
Yeah, exactly. I like whatever you said. I was completely distracted by this damn raccoon. Holy crap, this is so funny. This is so funny. Folks, go to Yahoo, check this story out. Oh my goodness gracious, this is hilarious, especially because there's photographic evidence.
Yeah. Correcto mundo. Oh,
goodness. All right, let's rock and roll.
All right, let's do this. It's bonus time. Bonus time on Lundy. I'll try to prime off the bathroom floor to get his attention. We'll splash a little water on the face and revive him. And hopefully he's going to be able to fire off on some additional winners across this smorgasbord of sports betting. So, my man, what do you like? And I know you got some initial action in the NHL, so fire away.
Yeah, let's have some fun with this. Look, man, I drank around the world at Epcot last week, and even I didn't wake up on the bathroom floor like that. I didn't just throw that out there for you to make sure you understand what it is we're talking about here. Hey, I told you I was looking at a couple of different ways to be able to play some same game parlays for Thursday Night Football. Let me start with the first one. You talked about Jared Goff and the plus 230 yards passing. Over at Caesars, if you take Goff for 230 or more and Dak for 230 or more, even money, plus 100.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So go get it now, because that's not going to last. Because I can tell you, if you try to, for example, if you do those exact same numbers right now at DraftKings, it's like minus 120 for whatever reason, right now at Caesars, if you do 230 yards passing for each of the starting quarterbacks as of tape time, that is even money. Go grab it right freaking now while you can. That is a great way to build up your bankroll, getting ready for the college basketball, the college football, and of course the NFL slate coming up this weekend. Another fun way that I put this one together, Brad, and this winds up with a payday at DraftKings of plus 146. All right. going to try to explain this one as easy as I can. I'm going to call for this game to be in single digits. Okay. So I'm taking Dallas plus 9.5, Detroit plus 9.5. With me so far? Easy enough. 9.5, 9.5. I just need the deciding margin of victory to be single digits, regardless of who wins. Plus 9.5 on each side. Then I'm going to say there's going to be at least 45 points, but under 65 points. Got me? Between 45 and 65, and a single digit margin, 9.5, 9.5. At DraftKings, that's plus 146.
Ooh, nice sexy. And simple.
Again, all I'm doing, I'm not playing any player props in that one. I'm not doing anything. All I'm doing is trying to predict how I think the game's going to go. I agree with the odds makers with how high that total is set. But I also think that's a damn high total. That's one of the highest totals we have seen the entire NFL season so far, with it being at 54.5. So I think there are some people that want to go contrary and come below it. Instead of that, I'm going to take the bookends on either side. So one more time, Dallas plus 9.5, Detroit plus 9.5, game over 44.5, but under 65.5. So I just need it to fall between 60 or between 45 and 65 points on that one. Let's go back to the ice. This one is for Wednesday. So again, if you're consuming the broadcast ahead of Thursday night for tonight, there are a total of 5 games on the schedule. Yes, of course, we got to play a goal in the first 10. We got to go with the gift. My favorite ones for tonight, going right back to the same 2 games that I gave you on the plus bus. We're going to take Utah and Anaheim, and we're going to take Washington and San Jose, and we're going to take each of those games to have a goal in the first 10 minutes. If you put that together, Ben Johnson ripping his shirt off, plus 170 is what you can get that one at DraftKings. And then I'm also going to let you know this one, that of the 5 games tonight, there's 4 of them that I really like there to be a goal in the first 10, which means I'm probably screwed. But nonetheless, if you were to add Dallas and New Jersey, as well as Winnipeg and Montreal, and turn that into 4 games that would all have a yes goal in the first 10, that is plus 636. I went and used like a free like $10 bet or something like that on that one, just because I decided to, you know, roll the dice and see what happens. So again, of the 5 games tonight, if you take Dallas, New Jersey, Winnipeg, Montreal, and then the Anaheim, Utah, San Jose, Washington, you put all 4 of those together, it is plus 636 if you've got a freebie burning a hole in your pocket. But my favorite ones are the late games again. Take that San Jose and take that Anaheim game for the yes gift. We'll get some more going up on the spreadsheet. Had a nice little win on Monday in the NHL. Let's see if we can keep it going this week. But for now, I will yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
All right, let's go ahead and get after the team. Well, that was parlay play on Thursday Night Football. I'm not going to give a whole lot of reasoning behind some of these. Leg numero uno on the SGP. Give me the Dallas Cowboys to win straight up. Again, I'm going to stick to my guns. I think they're going to go into Detroit and steal this one. So give me Dallas on the money line. Give me Jake Ferguson, 4+ receptions. Seemingly gets that every single week. Give me juggernaut Javonte Williams, 12+ rush attempts. So nice little correlate, synergize, bringing on together there, Evans, with the Cowboys on the money line. And then let's get stupid. Jahmyr Gibbs, 75+ rush and receiving yards at the alt market there. He gets that seemingly every damn week. So we'll stop right there. So the same game parlay, Dallas on the money line. That'll be the key leg here. Jake Ferguson, 4+ receptions. Javonte Williams, 12+ rush attempts. Jahmyr Gibbs, 75+ rushing and receiving yards. Plus 262 built there at the score. Formerly known again as ESPN Bet. Elsewhere, bonus time, bonus time. Again, we're taping this on Wednesday. I'm just going to give you a couple of my plays in college basketball. I'm not going to give you any reasoning behind it. Give me Washington on the money line against UCLA. They're at home. They're in Seattle. A couple of old Pac-12 foes going toe-to-toe now, members of the Big Ten. And Big Ten, remember, they have that offset schedule. So every team plays at least 2 conference games in the early portion of December. That's where both these teams are coming in while they're meeting up right now. I like the Huskies to maybe make a statement – against the Bruins are kind of struggling right now, especially on the offensive end of things, where they are on right around a number 100 nationally in EFG offense. So give me Washington on the money line, plus 110 at BetMGM. I like SMU, plus 10.5. Too many points. They will lose to Vanderbilt, but I think they're going to keep it in single digits. So I grab that one also at BetMGM at a minus 110. And then finally, a same game parlay. Texas taking on the University of Virginia. Give me Hook'em Horns on the money line, and I'll jack the total up to 168.5 and dunk on the under on that. And you get early, low plus money as a result. If you get in early on it, probably by tip time, it should be like minus 105 or so. I got it at plus 112. Last I built it was plus 108. So the plus money still holding strong, but probably not for too much longer. I've already exhausted all my plays on Thursday night football. If I see anything else that tickles my fancy, I will add it to the spreadsheet along with the college basketball as well on Thursday. And I have some additional tickets open there on Wednesday, including a pick in Louisville and Arkansas, which is a marquee matchup on this hump day. All right, I'm out of breath, and we are out of time here on the Fade 5 Podcast. Do us a favor, would you kindly drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, Fade or follow us on the X or the Twitter. Check out Lundy and all his drunken raccoon pictures at Nate Lundy. You can check me out at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com and sign up for a free account. Go to our friends at Betalytics and use promo code JUICE. Again, promo code JUICE for 25% off their awesome predictive projections today. As always, until next time, Lundy, fix your hair. I will be back with you on Friday, so will Lundy. In the meantime, as always, fade or follow, that is up to you. Somebody rescue that damn raccoon!